Philadelphia School Reform Commission last night greenlighted 5 new charter schools and rejected 34 more applications. WHYY's Kevin McCory reports the meeting capped months of hotly contested debate and will not be the last word.
The 5-hour meeting began with raucous protest and was followed by impassioned testimony, both for and against new charter schools. KIPP Charter School senior Danielle Freeman delivered the night's most emotionally compelling argument for expanding more charter options.
I started my education in a district school in North Philadelphia. I went there from kindergarten through 8th grade. We were forced to learn on our own. I picked up what I needed and had decent grades, but I never felt as though that the adults there cared for me.
After being waitlisted at first, Freeman then got into KIPP for high school. She's managed to keep going despite harrowing personal challenges, including losing her home.
As a result, my KIPP family, I went against the odds because I have something to live for. I was inspired to keep pushing because of the people that decided to stay in my life and the school I attend. KIPP has given me the option to have a future and a better life.
Many parents of students in district schools gave compelling testimony as well, citing how existing budget cuts could get worse as more dollars are siphoned off to charters. Adam Weaver's kid attends Lee School in West Philadelphia.
If enough students forego their neighborhood school, that school won't be able to afford a nurse, counselor, a language teacher, or support a choir, orchestra, or sports team. District schools have so many challenges, we'd be crazy to think they don't need to change. But one thing many schools need is stability for change.
After more than 75 speakers, the 5-member SRC voted on applications, one by one. In the end, 5 of the 39 hopefuls were given a new charter, one each to Independence, KIPP, Mastery, Mast, and Freire. But there are conditions. The SRC wants them to serve fewer students, phase in that growth over time, and sign on to a 3-year agreement. Instead of the usual 5. Over 3 years, these will add about 2,700 new charter seats in Philadelphia instead of the tens of thousands the applicants requested. SRC member Marge Neff, a former teacher and principal, was the only member to vote no on all the applications. After the first approval of the night, activists for traditional schools stormed the center aisle of the auditorium, interrupting the meeting. As the protesters chanted, SRC Chairman Bill Green said into the mic, they want to be arrested. Another commissioner added, it's good theater. After ignoring pleas from police to disperse, 4 people were arrested. In a meeting with reporters afterwards, Green said that the $80 million hole in the district's budget did not play into the SRC's decisions.
They did not consider finance, and I really don't have anything else to say on the subject except that we called balls and strikes as we saw them with respect to each application on its merits.
Most of the new seats will be added in the 2016-17 school year, so Green says it won't worsen the district's deficit for next year and will have very limited impact in years to come.
As a consequence of continued closure of non-performing charter schools, it's a limited impact on the 5-year plan.
Although KIPP was one of the schools that won approval, that decision technically gives the group 0 new seats. It merely relocates seats it already had to a new school. That disappoints CEO Mark Manella, who had hoped to serve an additional 4,000 students.
I think that tonight was kind of a sad night. And I think that there was a missed opportunity to really make a difference in the lives of a whole lot of kids.
District Superintendent William Height disagrees.
Yeah, it's easy to think about this when it doesn't negatively impact other children that are served in your school. But if this is taking resources away from all other children, that is a concern.
Rejected applicants have the option of asking the Pennsylvania Charter Appeals Board to overturn the SRC's decisions. However, that board is headed up by an appointee of Governor Tom Wolf, who's wary that Philadelphia can afford more charters. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.